Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. All right, guys. So in this episode, what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer a question that a lot of people ask me, which is, what sort of tools do you use in your business? Okay. Because a lot of you guys want to know, and I have a few tools that I want to present to you guys. So what I'm going to do, a kind of like a series for the next couple of episodes where I'm going to basically dissect some stuff that I use in my business, right? So first thing I want to say is tools are just tools, okay? So don't necessarily focus on the tools. You need to focus on the strategy and what you're trying to achieve, okay? It's very, very important. What matters is the strategy, okay? So today I'm going to start with the tool. And this tool, guys, it basically allows me to clone myself and make sure that my team is 100 times better than they were yesterday with one click. All right, so I called this this tool, I called it Copy Ninja, okay? And it's a really amazing tool. So here's the problem, okay? I will define the problem, and this is probably a problem that you have yourself, is let's say you, in your business, you are the specialist, okay? You have the knowledge, you have the experience, you've been in the business for 15 years, you hire people, and these people are helping you grow the business, but they do not have your expertise, they're not you, okay? That sounds familiar, then this is going to be interesting for you. So that means that when something complex or something that requires in-depth knowledge arises, then guess what? You have to intervene. You're needed, right? And that means that you cannot get away from the business. You're kind of trapped in the business. I mean, unless you've taken the steps to train your team and pass everything that you know over to the team to make your life easier. But that takes, you know, it doesn't take that much time, but people just assume that it takes time. They don't know how to do it, etc. Okay. So that is the problem that I wanted to solve. I have a lot of knowledge that I've acquired over the years, and I wanted my staff to be able to get that knowledge like bam, like this. Okay. And that's why I created this tool. So in this tool, I literally clone myself in the sense that, so this is how the tool is designed, is we will create a, let's say we're working on a project, and I have a few projects here that I want to give you as an example. And then I'm going to show you examples of, you know, how we use this stuff. And let's say, for example, you are a renowned business coach, okay? And when you formulate an answer for a prospect, it's a really well-structured answer that goes into details and like questions that only experts will ask and cover angles and stuff like that, right? That right now your team is not able of doing. So my tool, I am basically able to extract my brain. I put it in that tool, okay, for that specific project. So here, for example, we have a project for suspended ad accounts, okay? That's the one that I'm looking at right now. And so the task for my team is to go and identify people who have that specific problem, and then we start engaging with them, all right? This is for a special project that I'm running. And, you know, you don't want to engage just like, hey, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. You want something that looks very nice. And so I'm basically taking my brain and all the knowledge that I have and kind of like how I would basically contact that person or answer their problems and come up with a plan and everything. And I put it in this tool. Now, my team, all they have to do is to find people who have this problem. And this is the magic. They press one button and the tool is basically going to extract my knowledge and it's going to put it into a super cool mechanism. So that basically with that one extraction that I did of my intellect, it can create billions of variations of this, which says the same thing, okay? But it's different words, all right? And so now my team is able to go out, identify someone, they press a button, boom, they paste, done. It's already well-structured and everything, okay? Because here's the concept. The concept for me is my team is everything to me. And I need to make sure that my team can do their work as fast and as easily as humanly possible so that they have a great time doing it and they have more time to level up and learn other things, okay? Because at the end of the day, my team, they come every single day in my business and they give me their time, all right? And my job is to make sure that their job is not stressful. So I always communicate with the team and I ask them, okay, this is what we have to do. Where are you losing time? What's costing you time? What's hard to do? And then we create the tools to help them out. Now, you might think that it's very altruistic, which, you know, I guess, it, you know, it is. Because, guys, in my team, 10 years, 11 years now, one person has left. One. They all stayed because my goal is to make sure that they're happy doing their job, that it's easy for them, okay? When I create those tools, it makes their life happier and easier. But at the end of the day, guess what? Because they can take care of all these tasks that will normally require me because I have the expertise, now I'm no longer needed for that stuff. And now I have time to go out and do something else. So even if you're not doing it for your staff, which you should do for your team, do it for selfish reasons. Because at the end of the day, who benefits from it? It's you, okay? And so this tool is amazing. So I'm going to give you, I have examples of things that we're doing here. So for example, we identify someone who has this problem, they press a button, bam, okay? And then the answer is there, but it doesn't stop there. I put an option to add a call to action, yes or no, okay? Because now if you go on the platform, and all you're doing is you're posting link, the platform is not gonna like you, okay? So what we wanna do is we want to basically play by the rules and make a bunch of answers that basically just bring value. And only once in a while, we will add a call to action. And so I have a checkbox. And so if they check that box, when they press generate, it generates the answer, but it will also take from I think I have like 30 call to actions, like different ways of saying the same thing. And then it will take one and then it will use that technology that I told you. And each of them has about maybe 10,000 to 15,000 variations. Okay. So in one click, there is a massive, super high quality, in-depth response that's been done. And sometimes, you know, so I tell them, okay, 20% of the time, just tick the box. Boom, call to action. Hey, if you need help with this stuff, you know, hit me, right? So my team is able to do this as if they were me, all right? Now, other things that we do is, you guys know that the money is in the follow-up, all right? And what I did is, how would I follow up with these people? You know, what are the methods that I've used in the past that worked for me? You know, I have my own templates and stuff, like different options. And so what I did is, I extracted all this and I put it in the tool, all right? So that same person, let's say, for example, the person replies, hey, yes, indeed, blah, blah, blah. Boom, they press a button. Guess what? It happens as if it was me. If the person did not reply, then we have another scenario. They just scroll. Oh, yeah. They press a button. That's it. It's done. Bam. Okay. And so this is one example. Let me give you another example of how this is being used. It's a really, really cool tool. So for example, for my, so maybe you're watching this on LinkedIn. I don't know. But for my social media management, especially LinkedIn, you might have seen that I have different call to actions after each post. It's not always the same thing, right? Well, we're using this, right? So basically what I did is I decided to take these call to actions that I will use and that I've seen work in my experience with my emails and everything, and then I put them in this tool, okay? And basically what happens is when my team is helping me with the LinkedIn management and creating the content that you guys are seeing, guess what? Boop, they press a button, boom, there's one CTA being added at the end, all right? And it makes their life a lot easier. Imagine if your team had these sort of tools and you know, they can execute 10 times faster than your competitor. You know what I mean? So we have this, we have comments management, right? So you know, when people comment on your stuff, you want to go out and, you know, thank them and stuff, but you're not just going to, you know, some people just copy and paste. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, guess what? We put it in this machine. All right. So extracted different ways of, thanking people for, taking their time to come and check out my stuff and everything. They press a button, bam, boom, it's done. All right. So now this is for some networks where I don't want to put my attention, right? Because what I think is you should put your attention on one network, but you can be on several networks using automation, using the power of automation. And this is what I teach entrepreneurs in my mastermind and in my community is, you know, when you create, so for example, this piece of content is going to generate approximately 50 pieces of content, just this, right? That's going to be scattered in different, you know, social media networks and stuff. So there are some social media networks. I have an account there. There's content there, but my focus is not there, right? And so because my focus is not there, I will ask someone or basically create a robot or something that will go out and take care of the things like, you know, answering comments and all that kind of stuff. But the one I'm focusing on, I am going to do it myself, okay? But yeah, so this tool is absolutely amazing because, again, the end goal of it, so don't necessarily just look at the technology, is what's the end goal? The end goal for me is to create a business that can run without me because my unique expertise is no longer needed. I do not need to be present for that quality and that level of answer or analysis to be done. And that is why I created this tool, okay? So if you are interested in things like this, that, wow, you know what? If my team, so let's imagine you have a team, I don't know how big your company is, but let's say you have a team of 10 people. If 10 people were you, you clone yourself and 10 people can do what you do, how much do you think that will benefit your company? That's my question, right? Now, if you think that, hey, you know what? That's awesome. That will, you know, catapult my business to the stratosphere, then maybe it's a good idea that we have a chat. So I do have a community of entrepreneurs where I teach them this sort of stuff. I show them how it's built. I show them how it works. And then they can go out and reproduce those things for themselves, for their business, and adapt it to their business, right? Because what I'm teaching you is the concept, the goal. Again, I told you the goal for me was to create a business that can run without me because my expertise is no longer needed. And the second objective is to make sure that my staff is happy to come to work. Their life is easier because if it's easier, they can execute 10 times more. And with more execution, we have more results. Super simple. So that was the first tool that I wanted to tell you about, guys. And in the next couple of episodes, I'm going to tell you about other tools that I'm using in my business that I created to basically achieve that result of having a business that basically runs without me. All right. Thank you very much. If you guys are interested in learning how to do those things again, I have a mastermind where I teach entrepreneurs how to do it. And yeah, just get in touch, comment below, and I will see you later. All right. Bye.